I visited Troeg's Independent Brewing in Hershey, Pennsylvania earlier this week and quickly saw that a key component to Troeg's success is the teamwork that this talented group of people all believe in. In this first of a four-part series on Troeg's Independent Brewing, we'll go through the history behind the brewery, then take a look at the brewery itself, the process of recipe development, and the flavor and aroma profiles of some of Troeg's beers. My visit wrapped up with a great conversation and beer tasting with Troeg's co-founders John Trogner and Chris Trogner. But from the moment I arrived, I sensed a great connection among the staff. I first met with Jen Adams, Troeg's VP of Marketing, who then introduced me to Jeff Herb, Marketing Communications Coordinator, and Christy Yurkovic, Brewery Experience and Tour Supervisor. Christy, Jeff, and I then headed upstairs through the Troeg's Art Gallery, a very cool exhibit of fan art, and then started a tour of the brewery. Christy Yurkovic takes us back to the beginning of Troeg's.
Chris and John Trogner, they're local brothers. They grew up in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, which is about a half an hour down the road from the brewery itself. They're about 18 months apart in age, so of course growing up they were very close with one another. They had a lot of the same hobbies and interests. When they reached their undergraduate years, they both went for business and finance degrees. John, the older brother, ended up at LaSalle University in Philadelphia, while Chris, who likes to ski, the mountains were calling, he ended up out in Boulder, Colorado. So, of course, two young guys living halfway across the country from one another, what did they start to experience? But beer. So beer was a hobby for them through college, and that all changed when John graduated from LaSalle and decided to fly out to Colorado and live with Chris while he finished out his senior year. John was living in Boulder for about 1 week when he happened to walk into a place called the Oasis Brew Pub.
Here's where Troeg's co-founder and brewmaster John Trogner picks up the story.
I happened to walk into the Oasis on a day when they had a little hand-built bottling line that they put together. One of the hoses popped off and sprayed beer all over the back room. So they were a little frustrated and shorthanded and needed help right then and there. And I said I could start working right then and there. So it worked out. This is perfect timing. So very quickly, within 6 months, I went from cleaning to managing that facility. So 6 months in, I knew how to brew. I knew how to filter. I knew all the steps that were involved.
John then went to work with Oasis Brewing at the production brewery and had the opportunity to learn plumbing, electrical, and engineering skills, each critical for running a successful brewery. While John was working at Oasis, Chris was finishing college and working at an Italian restaurant, and the two brothers kept talking about brewing beer. Troeg's co-founder, Chris Trogner, takes us back to those days.
Over time, the more and more that John and I just kept talking about business, we kept talking about beer. So we kind of started to narrow in more on beer production and how to get it out to the local market. And at that point, we started taking short brewing classes in two different directions. John was taking them from the Siebel Institute in Chicago and also UC Davis. And then I spent some time in England and went through a British Brewing Techniques course on real ales. So we kind of were getting closer to thinking about maybe doing our own brewery someday and felt we needed to learn from others before we did it.
John and Chris Trogner then moved back to central Pennsylvania and started writing a business plan for building a brewery. We'll hear the story of establishing their first brewery, its expansion, and then the move to their current 100,000-square-foot location in Hershey next week in part two on Troeg's Independent Brewing. So now that you're thirsty, pick up some nice cold Troeg's beer this weekend. Cheers!